This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. You can watch this show every day. Just go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That link takes you directly to The Looking Glass at RadioAlice.com. We've got TV cameras all around us. HD, beautiful HD. You can see how great we look every morning. You know, my solid gold granny glasses and the full face of makeup. Vinny always wears a tux. Yuzi, clothing optional. You know.
Yeah, depends on the day.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how warm it is in the studio.
Yeah.
You can also probably see, I was thinking that that big picture of us from when we were 30 behind you, I'm sure that's visible in at least one of the shots.
Is it? Yeah, it is. Vaughn says, yeah.
Which is wonderful. So you can, like, you'd be flashing from us at age 30 to us at age 50.
I think you also see the Princess Leia behind me.
Oh, nice.
The Warriors.
Do you see the human head that Hannah made for him?
Oh, and that might be up a little high.
Yeah, I'll switch it around.
Yeah. Oh, Yuzi, didn't you say you were going to put your man wall back up?
Yeah.
What inspired you? Yuzi used to have pictures of, like, you know, all Mr. Big and Jax from... Can you see it?
Oh, Jesus.
That thing is going to crash down
on
someone.
It's even wearing the Prada sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's the human head.
I don't know. I just felt like I was missing something and... And so I printed out a bunch of pictures yesterday, but I have to print out more because there's not enough.
Oh.
I started thinking, what men am I into right now?
What men are you into?
Well, some of the same ones I had up here. Lee Schreiber.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like Lee Schreiber so much?
I don't know why. He's so goofy.
He
walks like a Neanderthal, but I don't know.
There's something sexy about him for you.
Yeah.
Mr. Big still in there?
He's handsome.
Yeah.
I think he's
just so goofy with his big old cheeks.
Yeah, he's got huge chipmunk cheeks and this weird little mouth jaw thing.
Oh, I don't know.
And he walks like his back really hurts.
He does.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I wouldn't say he's unattractive, but he wouldn't go up on my man wall.
I mean, Vinny
would be front and center on my man
wall. Oh, thank you so much.
It'd be all like a big picture of Vinny in the middle and little pictures of him all around it.
Okay.
Is that Dr. Phil?
No.
You're into Dr. Phil?
Who's
no,
that
it's hilarious. It's what Chris Noth looks like.
Oh, God.
He's older, huh?
Boy, he looks like Dr. Phil.
His hair is thinning up.
Mr. Big from Sex
and
the City.
I have Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I love Ryan Gosling.
I love him. You're not going to like this one. I'll tell you that one in a second.
So
oh, of course, Sam Elliott.
Oh, sure. You love
and
him.
And I know you think he's smarmy, but I really think Gavin Newsom is handsome.
Oh.
So I'm going to put him up here as well.
Oh, don't misunderstand me. I do think that he's handsome. I just think that because he does that, like, slick back thing with his hair and he's just, you know, I find him to be smarmy, but attractive. I
think he's quite handsome.
Understand why you would be into Gavin
Newsom. That's all I have right now.
No, Ryan Reynolds up there, huh?
That's my guy. No.
You can have Ryan Gosling. I'll take Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'll put him on my man wall. With one really small picture next to the huge picture of Vinny.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I don't want to Gary Radnich you, so I'm going to mention this quickly, and then you can...
I want you to Radnich me.
I really don't want to.
I want that.
But I assume that you're also going to be all over this plane crash?
I actually won't be all over it. I mean, I'll mention it.
Okay.
So if you have stuff that you want to talk about...
Okay, then...
This guy, Roy Halladay, the baseball player, he played like... I don't know how many seasons total. I'm sure I have it in front.
I think it's... 16.
Yeah, 16. Like. 12 of them were in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So he as well known as he is, he's not as well known as he probably should be.
He did 12 with the Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays, and then 4 more with the Philadelphia Phillies. But they say they are a first ballot
Hall of Famer. Yeah, so tell the story because.
So this guy, former Major League Baseball pitcher, died in a plane crash yesterday flying his brand new 2018 Icon A5 amphibious plane.
Right. Roy Halladay.
Yeah. He went down in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida. They say it's he didn't make a Mayday call. It's unclear what caused the crash. He was the only one on board. It's a small plane. They call it a jet ski with wings, and there's a picture of it. Did you see the...
I didn't see the picture of it, but I did hear a couple of the news stories about
it. It actually does look just like that. You can land it on the water. Yeah. You can land it on the ground. You can land it on the water. But
right.
It's, you know, even when it's on the water, apparently you can skip over the waves with it. And it's just like a supposed to be kind of a rough and tumble, you know, like the ATV of planes. Or I guess not all terrain, but, you know, you can use it on the water. A jet ski plane. So he just bought it last month. His wife was super like ambivalent about like, okay, well, he really likes this. He and his wife filmed a video where he talked about how it was his dream to be able to fly a plane like that. His dad is also a pilot, and so he, you know, has always loved flying. His wife is expressing some real apprehension in the video. She said once she got up in the air, she started to get why Roy was so into it, but she wasn't. You know, I guess what are you going to do? Tell your person they can't do the thing they love? Mm-hmm. Probably when he was a major league ball player, there were a lot of things he couldn't do at all because of insurance.
Right. Well, that's, you know, a pro ball player has a super intense career for mm-hmm. however long. They make a ton of money. And then he has his life. Like, one of the things I took from this that, you know, I guess I don't want to say I liked. You don't want to like a story where someone died, but the guy in retirement seems to have been going for it.
Right.
And living the life that you would dream that money would afford you.
Right.
So I don't,
makes
you never want to hear
right.
someone died, you know, at age, he was 40 years old.
I know.
So
yeah.
As a 48-year-old, I think, oh, dude, you still had a lot of good years ahead mm-hmm. of you.
No doubt.
Dang.
I mean, it's kind of incredible. He retired in 2013, so he would have only been 36.
Right, well.
And so he only had 4 years in retirement and was, you know, just living the life. That's, you know what's so funny? And it's not funny at all. None of this is funny. It's tragic that this dude died. But I did think to myself, like, it's worse when someone who's, like, super young, made it big, did what they wanted to do, seemed to be happy, had all the money. Like, it's extra tragic. Mm-hmm. Like, that guy should have had years and years
well,
and years
yeah,
of
but,
kick-ass life.
And
he
could have had he sat in a rocking chair
and been bored.
Know, laid low, but he wanted to go for it and do the things that he couldn't do. You know, 16 years as a pitcher, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen, sometimes they will do a slow-mo of a pitch, just one pitch. And you see the torque on that dude's arm, and you just think the way they twist to get that, and the slow motion is where you really see it, and mm-hmm. just go.
Right, their arm is so far twisted, but like you can't even do that when you're just trying.
It's just a super unnatural motion, and the fact that they can do it at all, but for 16 years at that level.
He actually pitched a perfect game in 2010 and was the only the second person to pitch a no-hitter in the postseason.
Shawnee Wani, 415, says Roy Halladay was an amazing pitcher. He pitched against the Giants in 2010 playoffs.
Mm.
Someone else says, is it ICON or is it Icon, Sarah?
Icon, I think.
Icon Aircraft is based in Vacaville, 707 says.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't want to just go through the list of people who died flying their solo planes, but there are guys, JFK Jr.,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. John
yep.
Denver.
John Denver.
John
right.
Denver. Jim? John?
John.
John Denver.
John?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's probably more, but,
right.
you know, people who want to fly. I know the dude, I told you guys this story a couple times. I worked in, when I lived in San Diego, while I was doing radio, I worked for a clothing company called No Fear.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone now or whatever, but the two dudes who started it had started another surfwear company before that. So they kind of knew how to do it. And they started this surfwear company, sold it, made a ton of dough, started a new one, this No Fear company, with all that money, and they started it big. Like, it was already a huge thing.
I feel like everyone's heard of No Fear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, they started it. I mean, it was already a big deal right when they started it. And these dudes had money. And this guy, one of the guys, one of the brothers that started it, was taking helicopter lessons. Mm. And he would land in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
And then get back in and fly back out of there. And you'd just be all... But that's, if you've made money and gotten to a certain level, that dream, if it's an itch you've got, you can do it.
Right.
So why wouldn't you?
Well, because you might die. But I suppose you might die sitting in your rocking chair, too. Yeah.
Well, anyone would quote the statistics of driving in a car versus flying a plane.
Yep.
Anyone would.
Oh, man. I was reading this thing about Waymo, the Google Alphabet, the little side project they're doing with their self-driving cars. And I guess in Phoenix, they have a fleet of them. They're testing them there because, you know, the weather's pretty much the same all the time. And I guess there aren't a lot of tunnels and stuff. But they have millions of miles racked up now. And people are not sitting in the front seat anymore. There's a dude in the back seat, I guess, in case anything happens. But they're fully driverless, automated cars. So hopefully that'll get safer, right? Yikes.
Well, I wonder if the mix that there'll be
the mix of self-driving and regular doofus driving.
The first integration of the two might be a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
We might see trouble there.
Yep.
Initially.
I wonder if it's going to be one of those things where after a few infractions, if you have a few fender benders or, you know, your insurance company says, sorry, but unless you get a self-driving car, we're not going to insure you anymore.
Oh, I was thinking it would be the other way.
What do you mean?
That we're going to see more people having trouble with a car doing the speed limit.
Oh.
Doing things.
Because they do follow the rules, these cars.
As they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Following the law. I mean.
Well, and I was thinking, too, that. You know, there's always limits set on things like they talk about how people jailbreak their phones or people jailbreak electric bikes now because electric bikes have a little governor on them. And I wonder if people are going to like jailbreak their self-driving cars. Like, I'm not doing that. You always have to try to go at least 10 miles over the speed limit on the highway or something.
I'm not trying to put this out there, but if you've ever gone 65 on the freeway, you can. The cars are ripping past you so fast you feel like you're parked. 65
seems like a reasonable.
It does
to me.
Until all the cars are ripping by you.
Man, people hate me in the morning. I just go, oh well. Just you'll be able to get around me soon. It's a 2-lane road. Don't worry about it. I'm doing the speed limit. I'm going 25. And by the way, if you go 25 in the city, like the lights time out. So I can feel their aggravation, too, because just as they get by me, there they are stopped at a light, and here I come.
Yeah.
25 miles an hour.
You're evil.
I'm not evil. I'm just doing my thing. I'm not trying to bum you out. You're doing it, too. You're booing yourself. Anyway, rest in peace, Roy Halladay, and I'm so sorry to your wife and whatever kids you might have. It's terrible. The guy just wanted to have fun. Here's the overhead of the crash site, too. You can see the destroyed
plane. They said that water was only 6 feet.
Yeah, I mean,
good
something.
Old Florida.
They'll figure out what happened, but they say he didn't issue a mayday, and there was no, I don't even know how they knew he crashed. Anyway, terrible news this morning. I'm sure we'll be talking about that throughout the day.
I'm just glad he was out over the water.
Right. I mean, you don't want anyone on the ground, you know, some innocent victim on the ground. Boy, sexual harassment. Let's just do a wicked fast roundup here. I'm just going to read you the headlines, all right?
It's okay. Fine. Don't rush through it.
I'm rushing through it. I'm sick of it.
It's happening.
Clearly. It's depressing. Five more women say Roman Polanski assaulted them between 1969 and 1976.
Wait. Roman Polanski's jumped into the mix?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's one of the originals.
I know, but I thought that...
One of the girls claimed she was 9 when it happened. So, fantastic. Sources say Harvey Weinstein could be indicted soon for allegedly raping actress Paz de la Huerta. She'd made a... Did she say twice? Like
twice.
Right. He got her... He somehow talked his way back in. Anyway, they're saying that happened fairly recently, and that could be... The thing that puts him actually behind bars. CBS shot a special celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Carol Burnett Show, which, God, I used to love The Carol Burnett Show.
I did too.
Kevin Spacey was part of it. He's not in it anymore.
Oh, they cut that part.
They've cut all the parts that had Kevin Spacey in it. Surprise. Simon Cowell felt that he needed to throw his two cents into the whole thing. He thinks the scandal will lead to changes in the entertainment industry. He said, people get what they deserve. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I agree there should be changes in the entertainment industry. It's not regulated.
Right.
For such a big business to have no oversight is disturbing.
Agreed. But it's, you know, it's being demonstrated that it's clearly any place that there's a person in power, there's a potential for abuse. But let's start somewhere. And it seems like it's pretty out there that it's happening in Hollywood and sort of in the backbone of Hollywood, the support structure of it, the producers and the, you know, the big studios. Let's start there. But let's.
Well, that's the weird thing is you've got these companies that function on their own. Weinstein, Miramax, or whatever, I don't even know if they're a good example, but these people who produce this product and then sell it for huge money to the corporation.
Right.
So the corporation feels removed from it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to feel, you're not under our HR department.
We just bought the movie.
That's where the change will come.
Distribute it, right. Just really quickly, so Tyrese has been in the news lately.
You know, he got that $5 million donation.
Yeah. Will and Jada are like, what now? We didn't give him $5 million. So Uzi and I think maybe Will gave him $5 million and Jada, just didn't tell Jada.
Or the other way around.
Like they're saying, no, we don't know what he's talking about. So I'm sure more details will come out on this. TMZ's on the case. Don't worry. But yeah, he had a meltdown. I want to say late last week, we played him just crying his eyes out. He's bummed because The Rock is putting off the next Fast and Furious by a year. And also his ex-wife or estranged wife was alleging that he beat his daughter. She has dropped those charges since this all happened. So I'm not sure if that's going to change what he's going to wind up paying for his support. Defense, the kid's defense, whatever it is. So maybe he doesn't even need the $5 million anymore. I'm not sure how this all shakes out. And possibly Will and Jada are saying, no, we didn't give him the $5 million because the way it was worded just the other day when we found out that they had given $5 million, it sounded like the money went to the ex-wife and the kid. Like it was for her.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
So it's possible. That was sort of how it was, you know, that her expenses were going to be covered in this.
I didn't get that
law battle
from it. I didn't even get that deep. I really feel weirded out by the fact that some grown man would even accept a $5 million gift from a coworker or a friend.
The guy was begging for it, so.
I know, and it's very weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a healthy dude who has the means to go to work. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how this will all shake out, but Uzi and I will definitely be interested to see and keeping an eye on this.
Yeah, I'm sort of worried about him.
Yeah.
Who, Tyrese?
Yeah.
Yeah, there seems to be maybe something.
A mental breakdown.
Because when Heumann played that thing, he sort of said, oh, wait till you see this. And I thought it was going to be ridiculous, and it got
actually real and sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a full-on breakdown.
Right.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, Twitter's making some changes, so you may all want to get your...
Oh, I better get my Twitter account out and take a look at the changes I'll be taking advantage of.
Oh, exciting. I can't wait to read your post after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Smart and Final. Our Winterland is completely sold out. It's John Mayer and Maren Morris, and you have chances to win your way in. coming up at 9, and then again at noon, 3, and 5. I wanted to mention that Maren Morris is going to be one of the performers tonight at the 51st Annual CMA Awards. I assume that's the Country Music Association.
Correct.
That is at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. At 8 o'clock tonight on CBS, of course, I'll be watching Survivor. But if you want to watch Maren Morris perform, get a little warm-up. She's also she's nominated as Female Artist of the Year, along with some big names, Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert, and Kelsey Ballerini. So good luck, Maren Morris. We hope you win a CMA award tonight. That would be very exciting. So that is tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland highlighting a new neighborhood each month.
Oh.
For November, check out Piedmont.
It's lovely there.
Sarah loves it.
It's lovely.
You give it
5 stars. Five.
We're on stars now, huh?
I don't know. What do you want me to be on?
Designer purses
five,
made by hand.
Right.
And
five handmade Etsy products.
In your craft room?
My she shed.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. So you just joined Twitter.
I did.
And I've already been on, tried it a million times to get with the program consistently. I like it. I'll look at it. I'll read it. I'll be all, oh, it's so neat to see the things that people have to say. And then I fall right off.
Yeah, I don't. I was on it years ago.
Oh, you were?
Well, I think right around the time that we were all kind of jumping on everything. And I really just, like you, I found myself never on. And I certainly didn't have my logon information, so I had a new account. But please don't follow me. My plan is never to post anything.
Why are you on it?
To see what everyone's saying.
Read.
Because honestly, yeah. I see so much of what everyone's Twitters are, but, you know, it's wicked easy to search for somebody, you mm-hmm. know, and see what they've said. And no, I follow a few. Mm-hmm.
You know,
few
I hear
people.
Other radio show hosts, sports talk guys, news guys, they all say they're on there and,
yep.
and they find it extremely useful. So I have made many attempts to work it into my
right.
routine, but clearly I just like Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the one
I
that
do
I
too.
And I like Snap. I'll do that sometimes, right. but I don't. Anyway, Twitter is trying to stay relevant or become relevant. I'm not sure, you know.
You know, it's funny because you do hear that they're, you know, they're not getting a lot of new users and you hear like the news is not great for Twitter.
No.
But I constantly hear Twitter quoted. Every time anything happens, everyone's saying, here's what everyone was saying on Twitter.
That's what I'm saying is, it seems in the media,
to be
Twitter
very
lives.
Relevant. Right.
Out there in the world, I don't know that it does. And then you hear the people who are on Twitter say, it's the most negative place in the whole world.
Right.
My social media friends who are like experts call it one thing, a platform of hate.
Yeah,
oh, well,
it really
goodness.
Is like a negative planet. Its own little
yeah,
does negative.
Does anyone say, ever say anything good?
Well, if they do, we never hear about it.
That's true. We only hear about the bad stuff.
Right.
And it seems like the place to step in it.
Yeah.
Right. For sure. We've seen plenty of...
bad idea comments. Like, someone should have revoked your Twitter license after that second drink.
So, that's what my concern is. Do you think you're going to be super wasted one night, angry at someone, and tweet something?
Absolutely not.
You promise?
I absolutely promise. I really, I'm on it for this show. It, like, what was it, yesterday, I found it useful because Sia had Twittered a
I
picture
totally
of herself, and I went,
yeah.
let me type in Sia, there she is, verified, there's the picture of her ass.
I
it
was
happened
impressed.
In,
you
in
found
15
it so quickly.
Seconds, right. So I feel like it'll be something I use, but I will not contribute to.
Yeah.
All right.
And I won't. I'll be drunk and not even remember that I have a phone. So don't worry.
All right.
Twitter is going to look a lot. Listen to the way this story is worded, just to make our point. Twitter's going to look different from this point going forward. They say, no, they haven't gotten rid of the racists and trolls.
Oh, that's too bad.
They're still there. Mm. It's going to look different because now you can tweet longer stuff. So a little over a month ago, they tested it with 280 characters being the limit as opposed to the standard and current, or as of yesterday,
right.
current 140. It looks like now they're going to roll it out. The longer limit is going to everyone.
So that's it.
You'll be able to use 280 characters for tweets from this point forward for everyone.
Congratulations, everyone.
That's just even more words, though, which for the people who want pictures, they're going to be like, more words. Mm. Bye. Show me a picture of what you're up to.
Although I have problems with Instagram, too. Please, just put the stuff in order.
Oh, that's just, you know,
so
come
stupid.
On.
I don't want to have to search for stuff. I want to be able to look at it and get caught up and start when I see the pictures I've already seen, then I know I've looked at all the stuff. I like don't even use Instagram anymore, hardly.
And next we go to Facebook, the most widely used, probably, platform of them all. Wouldn't you say?
I would.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And that one, our grandmas are on there.
Sure, yeah. Everyone's on it.
Everybody has found their way onto Facebook and have found their long lost
Whoever's
right.
Whatever.
The kids really aren't using it.
My kids have nothing to do with it a long time ago.
So it'll die out with us. I should probably drop my stock pretty soon.
You have Facebook stock? Oh, good for you. Anyway, Facebook has come up with a crazy new plan to stop people from using their network to spread revenge porn. I'm all for that, stopping the revenge porn. I think that's awful that someone you were once with, that you were willing to share photos with in the name of a good time,
now they turn around and just
make it like publicly and royally give it to you.
It shines a light on your character.
The problem here is it's going to take a deep trust in Facebook in order to get rid of this.
Oh, really?
Their plan to prevent revenge porn is to have you preemptively give them your nude photos.
What?
You'll upload all of your nude pictures on your phone to Facebook. They would be analyzed and turned into something like a digital fingerprint, and then Facebook swears they'll delete all of them. They'll still have the fingerprint, so if someone else tries to upload one of those nude pics, Facebook will recognize it and prevent the person from sharing.
That is some deep trust that you have to...
They say right now it's only in the testing phase. They're doing it with a small group of people in Australia.
That is very interesting. I don't know how many people are going to be able to do that. And... I'm looking forward to the Facebook hack.
Here it is. It's kind of like when you go to a LifeLock, and I'm not trying to disparage them. I'm in LifeLock, but you go to LifeLock, and they say, and you're just trying to protect your identity.
And here you are giving it all to them.
And the first thing they ask you for, your social, your name, all the info you don't want out there.
Here it is.
What is your social security?
Yeah. Oh,
damn it.
I know.
I'm going to type this into my keyboard right now like a big dummy. Send. It isn't that far different. In fact,
it's less dangerous.
I would say, yeah. I mean, okay, so someone sees my wiener. All right.
Whoop-dee-doo.
But someone gets my social security card number. That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Also, if Facebook does this, they're going to attract every hacker in the entire world.
Yep.
This is going to be like the brightest light for them. They're going to want to break into that.
That's the first thing I thought was that, you know, once all those photos are there, well, they say they'll delete them. But I just don't even want that. I picture somebody in like Facebook's basement going through and looking at each photo and doing the digital. Like, I don't want that guy looking at
me. Well, the problem for Facebook is the majority of the people doing the nude photos are younger people, and the younger people aren't on Facebook. Mm. So they're probably less likely to upload those dumb things.
Right. Well, and it just seems like it's become so much less of a thing. Like, I don't know. When I was 18 years old, if, like, nude photos of me had been, like, first of all, I didn't have any of those. But like
do them with a Polaroid.
Right. It would have been absolutely like life-altering, devastating. Now if it happened, I'd be like, that sucks. Well, add my name to the millions of other people who've been violated in this way. Like, it just wouldn't be the same. I'd still be horrified, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it would be tempered by the fact that who's going to look at me when they can look at Jennifer Lawrence?
A million others, right.
Right.
They're It's
like everybody has this going on, apparently.
Well, who's going to look at you as, you know, Bill in IT?
Right.
That's who's going to look
people who see me every day. That's the most horrifying
thing. There's no
Bill
in IT, but you know what I mean. The person that is knows you is going to go, yeah, let me get a look at that person nude.
Yeah.
That's where the interest lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Which is actually more horrifying than the general public seeing it.
Well, right.
Because I got to go to a meeting with that guy later.
Right. So there it is.
I won't be doing that, just for the record. Luckily, I don't have any nudes. But
loading them up there, you mean?
Yeah.
To preemptively strike?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure John's not going to revenge porn me. So. If I was worried about it, I might consider it. But
you're doing a bad job in the backyard, Sarah. Here's your penalty.
Yeah. I'm going to show...
I'm putting your knocker picks up.
You know what he would do, though? He wouldn't even put my knocker. He'd just, like, take pictures of things that I've cocked. C-A-U-L-K. And put them up there and be like, this is bad. Look at the bad work she does.
Well, for your family, that would be revenge porn, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah.
You guys and your fix-it projects. So, all the moms out there.
Yeah.
They didn't start out as moms. No. They didn't start as this person with a little spit up on their shirt.
No.
And this giant purse.
Yeah.
Pre-packed with every possible thing from snacks to diapers to diaper rash.
It's an emergency bag, right.
Drinks to whatever.
Yeah, we just started
wipes.
Out as chicks.
Just, right, you just started.
Girls just want to have fun.
You were cool once.
Right. Oh my God, that was a long time ago.
You weren't always this person that's constantly nap. Pull your pants up. Zip your zipper.
Right.
Jesus, what is wrong with you? Comb your hair. Mm. Did you wipe your butt? I can smell it. You know, all that stuff go around saying all the time.
Yeah.
Just so you know, there's a story out there that proves the nagging you're doing, the stuff that you're doing to that child that they've driven you to,
yes,
is actually helpful. They will become more successful grown-ups.
Oh, I agree. That's why I do it. Because
thanks
I want them
hammering.
To wipe their ass all the way. That's an area that needs attention.
Right.
And I'm going to be the one who has to point it out to you. I'm your first line of defense, actually. My nagging is...
People whose moms nagged them when they were growing up turned out to be more successful as adults.
Good. That's good to know.
And those kids that were let to run free like lunatics?
Well, I think you instill a sense of responsibility in them that this is something that needs to get done and there is a way to do it. And so what's happening?
I can't wait to hear the sounder you're going to
fire off. What sound effect are you about to play?
Well, I keep an eye on the clock, and I know texts are coming up,
so
prepare myself.
I do think that nagging is, you know, it instills a sense of that there are things that need to get done, and while you might not do them because it's just your naggy old mother, like in life, you'll say, okay, I have responsibilities that I gotta wipe my ass all the way.
People whose moms nagged them were more likely to go to college, avoid making really bad life choices, and they have better paying jobs in life.
Yeah.
And one of the things they say here is,
I'm feeling good now.
There's your mom in your head.
Yeah.
All the time.
Good. I want to be in their head. I have my ass together. You get yours together. What are you going to live here with me?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, look at that.
That's good, Hooman.
Beautifully done, buddy.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
It's
like
so
alarming when he walks in.
<I know.
laughs> What is he going to do?
530 says, who died in a plane crash? He's a baseball pitcher. Roy Halladay passed away yesterday. Died. Crashed.
Yeah.
At age 40. Very sad.
Yeah.
510 says, I hope driverless cars get here before my 77-year-old mom kills someone on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd all like to see it.
The elderly need it. And there was some tech executive who said, my 9-year-old will never have to get a license. Mm. Like by that time, there'll be self-driving cars. And they say a lot of times people are going to access cars, not own cars anymore. So there will be like the Uber phenomenon that we see now. You're just going to call up a car. And a
auto industry doesn't want to hear that, does it?
Still need the cars. Still have to be out there. There'll be need for new cars all the time.
All right.
I don't know. I agree with you. It is sort of like,
well,
whoa,
but we lose that pride of ownership. Mm-hmm. We lose that. There's a whole
I won't need a garage
industry
anymore.
Around yeah. that. Right.
It's good news.
But there's a whole industry around, let me get cool rims for my ride.
Sure.
Let me get the
right.
Corvette.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a Corvette. I mean, if it's going to be used by every person in the...
Mm. I know, it is. It's going to change everything. I'm interested. I can't wait.
925
next.
Says, Connie,
oh.
You forgot Harrison Ford. Yeah, there's a... I bet we
yes.
didn't have
didn't,
time. We're
he
live
didn't
on
die.
The air. No,
he
but,
didn't die, but he crashed.
There's a long
a
list
times.
Of people who are out there flying these things that, you know...
Because they have the
happens.
Money to do it. And great.
You're
crashes
in the air.
Happen. You are. If anything goes wrong,
pretty
there
remarkable.
You are.
Yeah, you're in the air. It's a pretty neat thing. And scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Hot 100. We'll revisit that Roy Halladay story. And then I've got an NFL player. It's kind of out of nowhere, but it's some pretty amusing. I guess it was captured by a cop's body cam. And so you'll get to hear that story and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.